Basketball coaches shows continue here on this Wednesday night. We talked Donovan West Hoops, and now we're joined by girls head coach Perry Smith. It is brought to you by Medina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. Coach, you look at last year, 16 wins, semifinal round of the sub-state tournament. You guys were able to get there before the season came to a close. Plenty of great players returning, and the expectations, I would say, probably pretty high for your squad this year.
They are, Brandon. You know, we've kind of been at that level for the last, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years here at Donovan West. And this year we feel is a lot of the same. You know, we feel like we've kind of established ourselves as one of the programs around in the league, and as well as Northeast Kansas, that we feel like we would have a chance any night. This year, I think, is no exception to that.
Yeah, 3 starters, 7 returning lettermen in total after only losing 2 to graduation. And this is a lot of these girls who had played volleyball, who had a very successful year getting to the state tournament and finishing 3rd in the fall. Very, very athletic team just across the board. Claire Cole, Kyra Johnson in the backcourt. Avery Weathersby, you know, one of the best forwards in this area, 2-time All-League. Just so many weapons for you guys. How are they kind of gelling and getting ready to start this year?
Well, we'll be honest. We're nowhere near where we need to be, but I think as you talk to coaches around, I'm sure nobody feels that they are, and we're no exception to that. We are. You know, we've got those 3 girls back as veterans that were in the state tournament 2 years ago for us in basketball as well. So they've won at the highest level and are great competitors. And, you know, throw in Moo Wettstein into that as a freshman. She played some very valuable minutes for us in the state tournament at Dodge City as well. So, you know, we've got 4 core girls there that have, you know, been successful, you know, all the way through. You know, it doesn't matter basketball, volleyball, track. It really doesn't matter. They're just great competitors and great young ladies. And they're eager to get things going and hungry to continue on.
Maybe give the listeners a sense, if they don't know Donovan West and haven't seen your squad, you know, just kind of play. You know, one of the things you mentioned in our preview magazine, this is a team that wants to play the full length of the floor at all times. You want to be the hardest working team in the TVL. If the average fan came out, saw your team play, what kind of expectations would they have?
Well, I think they would have that expectation. I mean, when we try to take the floor and understand that nobody's going to outwork us, and I think most people would probably say that there's some truth to that. We kind of get after it, you know, and we try to play full court all the time, and if that allows us to, or the team, you know, the game allows us to, but we try to put our kids in a position to have success, and that we feel is the biggest key to implementing great culture, as culture seems to be the word around nowadays, you know, culture of your program, and that type of thing. You know, that's kind of where we hang our hat. We're kind of a pressing full court type of team, and I'm sure most people, that's probably what they prepare for the most when you play Donovan West.
You start the season on Friday. You have a home tilt against Axtell, a team that's, you know, returns a few pieces. They're trying to find some stability within that program. But, you know, how much do you know, and what can you expect really from this Axtell squad here in the first game of the year?
Well, the way we kind of do it, Brandon, we don't do a lot of scout before Christmas. We try to work mainly on us. We don't put a lot into the other teams. You know, of course, I'll know some things. But as far as extensive scouts, we don't. But I do think Axtell, you know, they've got some girls that have played for 2 or 3, 4 years back. I think they will be a much improved team this year just by the sheer fact of experience, if nothing else. And I know they've got a new coach, and I don't know nothing about him at all, but I'm sure they're excited and ready to get ready for the season as well as us. So, you know, we just need to get on the floor and play somebody other than ourselves, and I'm sure the girls are tired of drill work, so they're ready to get on the floor and play some game action as well.
Donovan West girls head coach, that is Perry Smith, joining us. The Mustangs start the season here on Friday at home against Axtell. Coach, thank you so much for joining us as always. It's going to be a lot of fun coasting throughout the 22-23 season, but good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.